Let's have a chat to Darren Fuzzard, who is the CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
So we have a new mayor-elect and deputy mayor-elect.
Yes, we do indeed, Robbo. We've got a big night on tonight with the first meeting of our new council, and that does include the formal election of our mayor and deputy mayor for the next 12 months, Robbo. But you're right, last week the council did go through a process to determine that Councillor Tony Cordy would be the mayor-elect and Councillor Bill Maltby would be the deputy mayor-elect, which, as I say, is still subject to the formal election tonight. But that's the expected result, to have them become mayor and deputy mayor tonight. Robbo, they've got a range of life and career experiences between them, those two, I must say also, Robbo, as well as local government experiences in the past. Councillor Cordy, of course, he represents the Calder ward, which is the Harcourt area, Robbo, and he's been doing that since 2014. And he was also deputy mayor the year before last. And Councillor Maltby is making a return to local government. He represented he is representing the Castlemaine ward in this year's council election. But he previously served as a councillor for the city of Castlemaine back in 1984 until 1995, including a term as mayor in 1986. So heaps of experience in the leaders of our leaders, Robbo.
Yeah, no, that's it's great to see. And people who are involved, particularly in local government, always tend to never go too far away from it, even if they have a break. But from your perspective and from the community's perspective, to have people with that sort of experience is terrific.
Oh, it's fantastic, Robbo. The insights that all of the councillors, past and present, give to the debates that they have about things that really affect our community is quite exceptional. They give everything, Robbo, and very much probably underappreciated. I'm sure they feel quite a lot, but it's a fantastic contribution that they make to the community, and this group, I think, is going to be a fantastic one, as has been in the past, Robbo. So you can watch the formal election of the mayor and the deputy mayor tonight. Robbo, I know you'll already be tuned in with the YouTube channel.
Yeah, of course.
It is on at 6:30 and will be broadcast live on YouTube. If you just search up Mount Alexander Shire Council, as always, you can find that one.
Yeah, because sometimes when you have to get up as early as I do, it's sometimes hard to get to sleep. So... I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Yes, I understand, Robert. Fantastic viewing. Recommend it to everybody.
Of course. Now, youth, let's move on. Youth survey to help shape our youth priorities. So these could be some of our local government leaders of tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, Robert. And as it happens, one of our new councillors this year is, I think it's the youngest in council's history, I think. She's 29.
Wow.
Is Rosie Anir. So very excited to have her as part of the council team this year. These people we're talking about are a fraction younger than Rosie even. This is between the ages of 12 and 25. And we've got a number of people who make up our youth advisory group, Robbo, and these kids are just stunning individuals, just amazing. And like us, they do their planning for the next 4 years, so it's time for them to again start thinking about what are the programs and what are the initiatives that they might want to bring to the young people of the Shire over the next 4 years. So they're doing a survey, and they would very much like to get as many young people as possible to respond to that survey. It only takes about 10 minutes, Robbo, and again, young people being between 12 and 25, only takes about 10 minutes to do it, and would really help a lot for that group to plan out its next 4 years in providing support and exciting things to do for their fellow young people. So the survey really asks, what are the main challenges that people are experiencing? Really want to understand what's been the impact of coronavirus on young people, and therefore look at what ways they can help to help young people recover like everybody else is starting to do. So great little survey there. As I say, take 10 minutes. There's vouchers to be won if you complete the survey. You can win a $50 voucher.
Lovely.
And we'd really like the young people to get involved in that one, Robbo. You can do it by SurveyMonkey, and we'll have that available via our website. And also you can get printed copies at the Civic Centre of the Castlemaine Library, and that's open until Sunday the 13th of December, Robbo.
Okay. I'm glad they have to take it. Like 10 minutes, I reckon that's about 7 minutes longer than my attention span these days. But anyway.
yeah.
And finally and quickly, volunteering at the Castlemaine Maldon Visitor Information Centres.
Very quickly, Robbo. We're so excited to have tourists coming back. They've been pouring into our towns over the last couple of weekends, as they have throughout regional Victoria, I think, last couple of weeks. We are looking for some more volunteers, Robbo, to join the Castlemaine and the Maldon Visitor Information Centres. We're really looking for people who want to be that friendly face for visitors to our region, and who are prepared to share their passion and local knowledge of the area with others. So great communicators, what we're looking for, with great customer service skills. And also would need to commit to a minimum of one shift, which is 4 hours each week at the Visitor Information Centre's room, and also attend monthly training opportunities with the amazing team that is. The rest of the community members, there's about 50 of them, Robbo, we rely on to provide those services. So if you want some more information, drop in or call our Castlemaine VIC or Maldon VIC and have a chat with Aileen Walsh or her wonderful team in Jenny, Claire and Andrea, and get involved. It's a fantastic experience.
Terrific stuff. Good on you, Darren. Glad I didn't ask for the long answer. Hey, listen, have a...
You're welcome, Robert.
Have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Robert.
Cheers. All the best. Darren Fuzzard from Mount Alexander Shire.